This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. The microwave oven was developed by Raytheon engineers who noticed that a type of magnetron that could jam enemy radar had melted a candy bar in one engineer's pocket. The FEC has changed its policy to allow campaign funds for federal candidates to be used for child care expenses in order to make it easier for parents and women particularly to run for office. The Coalition for Fair Labor at New York University has issued a report that indicates that thousands of workers on NYU's campus being constructed in the Middle East may be owed millions of dollars because of underpayments. Delaware has become the first state in the nation to completely ban marriage for anyone under 18 years of age. The embattled and scandal-ridden EPA director, Scott Pruitt, has now asked advisory committees to determine whether cost should be a factor in determining implementation of the Clean Air Act, signaling a major change in enforcement. Governor Mary Fallon of Oklahoma vetoed a bill that would have eliminated the need for training and permits to carry a gun in public, dealing a blow to gun rights activists in one of the most firearm-friendly states. Arrest of a lauded Canadian aid worker for rape of teenage boys in Nepal has led to calls for more investigations about whether aid workers are using humanitarian organizations as covers for predatory activity. Abandoning a campaign promise and leading to a stock market surge in the prices for drug makers' stocks, President Trump has said his administration would provide new powers for Medicare's private prescription drug plans known as Part D to negotiate lower prices, but he would not use the purchasing power of the federal government to conduct direct negotiations. The mandate by President Trump last year to head the National Credit Union Administration and a $1.4 trillion credit union industry, Mark McWaters, works from his home in Dallas. In Malaysia, where corruption was the primary issue in that election, the ruling United Malays National Organization suffered a devastating loss in national elections May 9th, paving the way for the first transfer of power in the tropical resource-rich nation since independence in 1957. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.